This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's grace isn't a reward for your good behavior. Do you think in order to experience the full breadth of God's grace, first you need to change certain actions or to behave well? If so, let me remind you of a few things. But first, let's go back for a moment to the time before Jesus walked this earth. This is when the Jewish people were under heavy Roman oppression, and they wanted badly to be delivered by a Messiah. But they thought their Messiah would only come if they could keep the Sabbath for 4 consecutive weeks. Their issue, or struggle rather, was that the Mosaic law was so hard to keep just for a single day, much less 4 consecutive weeks. Now, this is how things were before Christ came. Today, we can rejoice that he already came, and he came as our Redeemer and was sent as a loving gift, not as a reward for good behavior. So today, if you're feeling overscheduled and overworked and you're trying to change certain behaviors, but you feel like you keep falling short, first, let's rejoice because you serve a God who sees your efforts. And second, his grace is not conditional. So as you shift your thinking, remember these words. I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless, for if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no reason for Christ to die. Galatians 2:21. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, rejoice. His grace is unconditional, not a reward.